Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A feeling, healing compassion. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people," Mark 8:1-2. Have you ever happened upon a scene of misfortune that caused you to pity the poor victim, weep over the victim's plight, exchange places with the sufferer? Mark 8 describes a scene in which pity was plentiful, but only compassionate action could meet the needs. English clergyman John Henry Jowett contrasts pity, which tends to be passive, with compassion, which is active and often costly. Walk with John Henry Jowett, an English pastor who served on both sides of the Atlantic in the late 1800s to 1900s. Jesus' compassion was part of his passion. It culminated upon Calvary, but it was bleeding all along the road. It was a fellow feeling with all the pangs and sorrows of the race. Only a pity that bleeds is a pity that heals. As in Jesus' day, the multitude is still around us. There's the multitude of misfortune, the children of disadvantage. There's the multitude of outcasts, the vast army of modern-day publicans and sinners. There are the bewildering multitudes who have nothing to eat. How do I share the compassion of the Lord? Do I exercise a sensitive and sanctified imagination and enter somehow into the pangs of their cravings? I must, for my Lord calls me to help. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 13.
Mark 8. During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance." His disciples answered, "But where, in this remote place, can anyone get enough bread to feed them?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "Seven," they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 were present. After he had sent them away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus, to test him. They asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly, I tell you, no sign will be given to it." Then he left them, got back into the boat, and crossed to the other side.
Pity looks and says, "How awful." Compassion weeps and says, "I'll help." Pity looks on from afar. Compassion rolls up its sleeves and pitches in to help. Pity waits for a convenient time. Compassion knows no office hours. Pity is cheap and plentiful. Compassion is rare and priceless and costly. Jesus said, "I have compassion. What do you have?"
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.